Hello, everybody. Welcome to Level Up Academy Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Leland. Happy Wednesday. Happy Juneteenth. And for those of you amazing YouTube subscribers, thank you so much for being here. And like always, today is another special day, not only because you guys are here, but also we have an amazing queen for the day, April Wyatt. Look at that smile. Isn't that amazing? Very inviting, very welcoming. And as I get to know her, I'm in love with what she does for our community. And I cannot wait to let you guys know what she's all about, what she is doing for you and I, and what is coming up for her and her plate for our community. It's so exciting. Keyword, Bali. What? Yeah, right? I wish I was in Bali too, but we'll see how that goes with April today. And let's go ahead and go over some amazing things happening. So, guys, next week, June 29th, Barnes & Noble's in Escondido, 810 West Valley Parkway in Escondido, June 29th. Jacqueline, Kinga, Danielle, Susanna, myself, I forgot to put Harsha in here because Harsha is added last minute, and also possibly Crystal Bay is going to come and gather. If all else, we're going to sign each other's books, and then we're going to give away those books. But an anthology at Barnes & Noble's, that's amazing, right? I thought it is so super amazing. So another thing I wanted to show you is the magazine. So this magazine is actually a quarterly magazine that I provide for my community. But this term, I'm only looking for 10 people, not just any ordinary 10. I'm over heart-centered. People are like, I'm heart-centered, but I'm watching their social media and they're not really giving back to the community as much as they say they are. So I'm tracking amazing individuals who's actually really trying. Nobody's perfect. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for action. People who are out in the trenches doing something for their community. And I will highlight, I will write about them, and I will shout out on top of the mountains, right? In any Kilimanjaro. Okay, let's just pick that because I really, one of these days, will be there someday. To really say, hey, these are amazing people. These are amazing individuals. Not only connect with them at a level where it's personalized, but connect with them and see how you could collaborate and help. We all need help. Collaboration over competition. And if you're going to compete, you better compete for the best sisters out there. Compete for the best brothers out there. Compete for the best team leader out there. Competition is only good if it's for the benefit of the community, not for individuality. I'm Asian. I can't help myself. I am from collectivist. Okay. We love to help each other in our community. I'm not saying I'm perfect. God knows we have toxic stuff that we have to do, but that's life and that's people. And what's important is that you know yourself, what you're capable, and that if there is some negativity that's happening around your circle, walk away. It's not necessary. It's not needed in your journey of healing. We all come from trauma, but at the same time, you don't have to stay in it, right? That's why I'm loving this conversation today with April, because I want to ask her the tips, the strategies, the secret of living alignment. The importance of alignment in your mind and body is super important. If you own your own business, if you are a parent, right? If you are single and you're divorced, recently divorced, thinking of divorce, you're in an abusive relationship, it doesn't matter what your situation is. We all need to know, how do we align ourselves? And I'm gonna stay away from the word, you need work-life balance. No such thing. Balance means you have to be perfectly at a 50% at each of everything that you do. Don't lie to yourself. You know you're not 50% at everything that you do. I know. I'm not. You know what you need? You need harmony, yin and yang. Sometimes the black of your life, the adversity, the struggle is so much and so overwhelming. But just know that light will come. Do not give up. We're here if you need us, right? yin and yang. I am all about harmony, not balance, because balance just means I'm going to go back to my perfectionism. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. If I want everything perfect in my life, I have too much going on in my life. I will find harmony, and you should too. So 50 inspirational connections is what I'm doing with my community. And this is free publicity, guys. Publicity, if you guys already not know, it is expensive. Brand awareness, it is expensive. Somebody asked me to be in their magazine for $50,000. I'm like, do I look like I'm rolling with dough here and give you $50,000? Out of curiosity, I asked, how many words? And she said, straight face, 800. I'm like, got it. Thank you for your connection. And thank you so much for thinking of me, but no thank you. And so what I do is I create my own platform for people so that it can be affordable. What I'm doing is just paying for the bills that I'm putting out. But I'm not making money and money and tons of money just so I could do that, right? This is not my full-time job right now. I wish my full-time job is to really out helping you there. Although I feel like that, because it's like after my full-time job, I work at my job, my business. I love elevating people. The passion within me, it's just on fire. When I wake up, I'm like, who can I help today? Right? I'm a Christian, but I'm a sinner. And I ask God, I'm like, okay, who should I help today? And let me tell you, when I opened that DM, I used to get irritated because I get like random DMs demanding. And when God is being funny, actually, and he gives me, and he's probably thinking, are you like, okay, because you asked me to bless you with people, but when I do, you complain, like, which one is it? God, I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. Okay. So I just look at my DM and I'm like, this is a gratefulness moment. This is a teaching moment, CJ. Teach yourself to have self-control. So I'm working on that too, just like you guys. But I love elevating my community. I am the queen of publicity. I am wearing that crown, okay, because I love bragging about you and your business. So that's what I do. And press release. So my birthday, everyone's saying happy birthday to me because I've been talking about it. It's not until 7-Eleven, guys. 7-Eleven is my birthday, okay? Drinks is on me, for sure. So basically, and 7-Eleven, this press release, I have all press release in the whole entire industry. I have a press release room. That means I compete with anybody who is in Google News, NBC, all those other television, but it's a syndicated online magazine. So if you've seen me show them before, that's because I have access to them. I always test my own product and services to see if it works before I put it out. That's just who I am. Because I don't like people telling me that's my brand. I work so hard at my brand. So I want to make sure I'm also walking and talking at the same time and they're in alignment. This press release room actually is going to be on sale. I can't believe I got it and they approved it. But I have only 2 weeks from July 1st to July 15th, I believe they told me. I can sell this with $1,000 off. I'm like, I want to go shopping with $1,000 free. But it's $1,000 off. And get this, most of the time press releases, when you buy it, you only have 2 weeks to use it. They give me 6 months. Literally, if you buy it during this sale time, you can use it 6 months from now. It doesn't expire. I was like, yes, that's what I want. And so I'm only doing it for 2 weeks, whether you take advantage of it or not. If you have any upcoming events, products, services that you want press released everywhere in your industry, you let me know. I write for you. I put you out. And we're good. And I'll also throw in an interview in there because I'm working on getting my YouTube to 100,000 by the end of this year. So if you're not aligned already with me on YouTube, please do. Okay. So that's what we are doing. And then, of course, every sale of this book, Beyond Boundaries, actually, we are hiring farmers in Madagascar to plant trees for my co-authors. I always want to give back to the community. I don't know if you've known, but if you're self-publishing, you ain't getting rich. Okay, you literally get what, 80 cents to a dollar per sale. I'm just going to tell you that. It is a labor of love. But any sale we give back to our community everywhere. So I'm planting trees in Madagascar and I'm creating a forest for my co-author of Beyond Boundaries. Look at these beautiful souls. Look at them. Aren't they so handsome and beautiful? Yes. And if you don't know them, please connect. Really watch them, right? And then on my TV show, I actually forgot to put here Today's on TV, by the way. Amazon Fire TV, Apple iOS, Roku Channel, Apple TV, Facebook, LinkedIn, but also LG, Samsung, and don't forget, my YouTube is going there. And today, I'm actually adding 62,000 on top of that with my Instagram. So yes, and then our impressions, actually, numbers don't lie. We're in 1.3 million impressions on just the YouTube channel itself and about almost 200,000 download hours in our TV. So TV for me, my demographics, if you are wondering, is actually mostly female. And then on my YouTube channel, it's mostly male. So I capture both. Get this. We're making a difference on 13 to 18 years old. They actually watch me on TV. I'm like, what are you doing watching business? And they're like, Dr. Leland, you know, it's not that you're just talking about business. You're talking about mindset. And I wish my parents would sit down with me and really watch you. And your guests are so amazing. So yes, that is what is happening. All right. So are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? By the way, I have a show with Susanna Dawn tonight. Today at 11 a.m. And I usually am not able because I teach full time. And today we're going to chit chat. But are you ready for this beautiful soul? Are you guys ready? I'm done talking. I'm going to put April up. I am done talking. All right, guys. Ready? Boom. Hi, April.
I'm ready. Hello. Hello, beautiful people. Hello, CJ. Thank you so much for this amazing opportunity to co-create with you.
Well, welcome. You are not here just to co-create. You're here to create amazing conversations. I love this. I love this. Can you introduce yourself to my network? I know you've been everywhere. You've been busy. I've been watching you, lady. I'm stalking everybody who's on 50 Inspirational Connections. I am literally stalking, guys, because I want to see what you're doing with your community, with my community and our community ultimately, right? So introduce yourself on who is April and what do you do?
Yes. Oh, so many things, right? So many layers to that even. As I think about myself and all the things that I have had the opportunity to experience in my life, I would say now, right now, as we're sitting here at 11:14 and 12 seconds, I am a wellness advocate and I work with individuals and groups to really bring, you know, back to themselves. I caught myself. Did you see that? I was going to say balance and you totally said, nope, it's not balanced. So I too am learning and unlearning through life. I don't know everything, and that's okay. So as I work with people, I bring forward new ways to apply mindfulness and basically the mind-body connection. And that's through breath work, through energy work, through mindfulness, through my podcast that I have, Living with Intention. And my mission is to expand wellness past the norms that people think, oh, wellness is, you know, exercise, diet, you know, those types of things. But it's way beyond that. It's about our mental capacity. It's about us seeing past our limiting belief systems, which I call BS, right? The belief systems that we box ourselves into. So this is why I was so yes about the Moving Beyond Boxes anthology. When I first sat down with you, CJ and Crystal, oh, I so love you, Crystal, for you know, introducing me and watching her grow. So if you're watching, sister, I'm sending you lots of love. So that's what I'm all about. It's about co-creating, collaborating, and I see really expanding the collective consciousness, because that's what we're doing here. Our thoughts, our energy, and science has shown how our body responds to those thoughts. And how our behaviors then respond, to those emotions. And if we're not aware, then we continue those cycles. And I'm here to help break beyond those boxes of BS and help people to level up, as you know.
I love it. Every time people say level up, I'm like, yes. And my daughter's like, Mom, if I hear the word level up again, I'm going to just, oh, that's what she tells me, my 17-year-old. I'm like, wow, you just level up your love to down right now. Like, that's what's happening. There goes your shopping money. That's what I tell her, our brother, Mike Asher Brenner, is here. Good morning, bro. I hope you're feeling better. I know he was sick. So we're going to give you good energy, healing energy to the Hounds of Business. This is where I hang out. If I don't hang out anywhere else, I hang out here because they have a really amazing people. And Queen Kylene, hey, that's Crystal's friends as well. And of course, our brother Ollie from Belgium. One of these days, bro, you're going to travel to the U.S. Or I'm taking my butt there. And we could go to Italy, Germany, Switzerland, like all those places that you want. I'm like, I need to go do that. One of my girlfriends from the UK actually said the reason that Americans need to take vacation just within America, because America's huge. Europe is so close to each other. Like all their countries are so close to each other that like you could probably go to Europe in like 6 to 5 countries in, I don't know, 3 days. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah. It's not that far. It's like, it's literally next to each other. I was like, that's a good thing and a bad thing. It's bad if you have a war, right? Because it's so close to each other. It's good because you can have different cultures intertwined with each other, which I love, right? Kinga, and so Sharon is also here. Hey, Sharon. Kinga said she wants to go to Bali, so you might want to talk to her about that for sure.
Red Rover, come on over, Kinga. I think.
Yeah, let's actually talk about that right now. Let's just talk about that. Tell us about what you're doing.
Okay, so this is something, when you have, I'm sure you have had many, CJ, of something that comes up that you feel it's bigger than you, but you know you have to do it. Even though you have some fear or hesitation or wondering like, how is that going to happen? Well, Bali is that for me. So I've worked with the biodynamic breathwork and trauma release system since 2019. And they hold trainings in Bali. And I've always wanted to go to Bali. So the resort that they use is holistically minded. And it's the Gaia Oasis a beach resort there. It's northern Bali. And my intention behind this is working with my co-host, Brian Cochran, and also Charlotte Selensky. And we're coming together to offer amazing space for a 7-day, 6-night, all-inclusive experience to reset and restore your mind and body. And I can't think of a better place than Bali. I haven't been, but all my friends who have been, it's like they say, it's like you're on an island that's created from an amethyst. Like it's just a really warm, inviting, gentle sanctuary of support there. And so we're going to come together. We're going to offer movement meditation. So people who are a little hesitant about sitting still for hours, no, this is moving and it's breathing and just being aware of what's happening with your mind and your body as you're in this Osho meditation. We're also offering little experiences with the BBTRS breathwork to help release the tensions, to help unwind your mind and let go of that, the stress organically. And then we're going to offer experiences right in the middle of the day. This is the reset and restore, because it's really about you creating this beautiful sanctuary of wellness for you. So when you go back home, you don't feel like you need a vacation from your vacation. So we're actually having an experience at a waterfall, and we're going to have other, I don't want to give too much away because they're they're like little pop-up things that we're going to have during the day. Or if you're like, you know what, I just want to go take a nap, or I want to go lounge by the pool or walk on the beach because it's a beachfront resort there. It's up to you. Whatever your little heart desires during this reset and restore retreat. And that's what sets it apart. Oh, and also we're giving a spa credit to use there. So they can do whatever they want during that midday break and then come back feeling refreshed. And then we continue with all the good things during this retreat. So you can find all that information on my website on that link.
Yeah, right there down below, guys. livingwithintentions.co/retreats. Also, if you're not connected with April, please do, because that's what we do with each other. We need to connect with people who are doing and moving and shaking with everything. I had one of my best friends, aunt, actually owns a resort in Bali. And she's like, you guys can come at any time. I don't know if I've been to Bali. I've been to a lot of Asian countries when I was little. My family did import-export. That was our business. And so people literally just travel within Asian countries. You know, you just fly 3 hours here, 4 hours here. In America, it takes you like 4 or 5 hours from east to west or vice versa, depending on where the wind takes you. Or turbulence or whatever else, flooding happening or snow. I used to live in the East Coast, but my kids and my husband's born in San Diego. Obviously, I'm born in the Philippines, so I love the islands. And if I wanted to go to the island, I would go to Hawaii. And my dad's like, yeah, but that hotel that you have is like $1,500 a night. Like $1,500 is a plane ticket to the Philippines. And then that other $1,500 that you pay every single night, that's only worth the whole week here. Like, what are you doing, right? Like, seriously. I think what makes countries different is the culture, right?
Yes.
If you go on vacation, like even in the United States, each state has its own culture. Heck, each city. Like if I go to LA, which is an hour and a half away, lots of fake people, right? That's why I stay in San Diego. My mom was a Bali girl. She was born and raised in LA. Lots of fake people. You don't know who's backstabbing you or what, and they're smiling in your face. I don't like that. I don't like that feeling like I have to watch out what's happening, right? And so here in San Diego, we're more relaxed because I think we're more beachy town. So that's why I liked living in San Diego. And if I wanted to go to LA, it's an hour. Disneyland's an hour. Mountains, 2 hours if I wanted to go skiing, right? So everything is within reach. But I love what you said about this vacation is the ultimate vacation because you don't need a vacation after your vacation. And
yes,
sometimes you do.
Yep. Yes,
sometimes
exactly.
You do. Yeah,
exactly. And it's really about bringing it back to you, to ourselves, because this is our fountain of youth. This is where our energy and our vitality lies. Yes, it's nice to have tools and resources or people to, you know, connect with, to remind yourself. That's what we are for each other. We're mirrors of each other. So when you're attracted to somebody and everybody's chiming in here, I'm watching all the comments. Oh, CJ, you look like a Japanese doll. And, you know, it's so good to see you and all the things. Right. So this is the collective. Right. This is the sanctuary of support. And it sparks that within us. So that's the basis of that resort and retreat is to remind people it's all in here. And we all have the resources within us. And that's what I love to do with the breath work and Reiki and just even working with the hounds, you know, watching everybody else co-creating and creating amazing content. So that way we can support each other. And as we're doing so within that heart space, then we're receiving, right? As we give, we receive, don't we, CJ?
Yes. And we just hit 11:35. There's almost 1,200 people watching us live right now on YouTube. So thank you guys. That's why I give you guys hearts. This is for you.
Sending you good vibes.
Thank you. I usually get about 1,800 to 1,000 live viewers. We just hit 1,200 right now. I feel the love. My heart is pounding fast. Thank you guys so much. I do want to ask this to start with is, hold on. Well, I don't want it to be a ticker. Let me, so you could actually see it better. This is my question. How can holistic alignment improve overall well-being and productivity in personal and professional life? Because let's be honest, there's so much noise out there about alignment and holistic and all this, and people don't even believe it because A, they don't even understand it, and B, people just seem so fake, right? And so I wanted to get it from your perspective, and what does that mean?
Yeah, well, I completely agree with what you just said. There's so much chatter about that. People think it's more outside themselves, or it's some sort of, I don't know, movement, right? Like a fad type thing. What that means to me is, again, bringing it back to ourselves, what we're doing when we're connecting back to ourselves. This is that holistic alignment. That's mind, body, spirit. And when we're in this space, then we're the ripple effect. Then we're not so reactionary to other people. We're more clear, you know, present, aware of when those activating thoughts or even our bodies, when we're thinking about going into a meeting, if you're talking about professional life, or being in an environment where you don't feel safe and you can feel your body literally activate, you know, tense up, and bringing it back to yourself, being able to take a breath, find that center of support, because it all starts with you, right? And then that, again, that's that ripple effect. So as you are calm, or even melting the outer layers, because when you first start this, I have to say, people are going to be questioning themselves. Am I doing this right? I don't feel alignment. What is that? Right? So it's that just peaceful calmness. It's just a little touch into it. I'm not asking you to be there 24/7, because we still have to do the things, as you said, CJ, in the very beginning of this talk, right? We still have to do the things in life. And in order to be the best version of ourselves when we're doing those things, touch in, take a breath, be mindful of the BS, the belief systems, the scripts that maybe we're telling ourselves about other people or situations or even ourselves that keep us, you know, boxed in, and we can't expand from there, right? And being curious, like, is this really true, what I keep telling myself about this person or about myself? You know, I'm not five anymore, as I shared in the Moving Beyond Boxes, my anthology of The Lion's Roar with dyslexia, and sitting at the table in second grade, feeling like I was the stupidest kid in the group. You know, I'm not, you know, 8 years old anymore, but sometimes my mind has little sayings or little triggers that, you know, kind of brings me back into that space. So then that's when I have to ask myself, I'm not sitting at that table right now. Yeah. I'm sitting right here with CJ. and I'm talking to all these amazing, beautiful souls here. And so that just really enhances the emotional intelligence. Then we feel a little bit more confident. Then we feel a little bit more ease at getting ourselves out there, about taking those risks for growth. Because that's what life's about.
Yeah, I think people need to understand it's a continuous improvement with your curiosity. It is not a one-all be-all. When it's like, you know, when you're driving a car, you're going to go to Vons to buy something, you get what you want, you go home, right? But when you go home, you got what you want, you got to cook. Okay, you got to clean your mess. My kid is telling me, "Mom, you're so messy in the kitchen." I'm like, "That's your job. I just cook for you. You clean this," right? And I think we're so inundated and so busy with, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this, that you forget Do you really want that, or are you just doing that to fulfill whatever you're inadequate right now? We have feeling of inadequate. Often lately for me, I feel inadequate even. I'm like, am I really telling myself that I can do this, or am I really doing this, right? And I think God knows my heart, because after I feel like that, I get a DM like, oh my God, this is, I'm like, okay, I'm doing something good. Like, yeah. And it's people, you know, and I want to read something. My sisters and my brother are texting me. Mike literally said, okay, Asher Benner, dude, I love April. She's like, she's got the whole Mother of Dragons things going on from Game of Thrones. LOL. Yeah, the bro just said that. Literally, the bro said that. And then my sisters are like, oh my God, we're going to 747, 984, 1200 people are here. It's so funny how they always tell me like what is going on. And I love that. Right? Because we're all advocate for change. In terms of Reiki, because I know that in your LinkedIn, you know, you do Reiki and a lot of people hear about that. Can you tell us a little bit about what Reiki means and how does that help with your breath work and your mindset shift? You're shifting. People always use paradigm shift. It's not a paradigm. It's just a mindset. But I think in order for you to change your mind, you have to be ready to be open to things. When people say, yeah, I'm going to do this, and then your mind's like, I don't believe in it, it's not going to happen for you. You have to be open-minded when you're curious. You can't just be curious and have a wall. When you're truly curious about something, you need to be open to possibilities. I know, because I'm the most stubborn person probably you'll know, worse than my bulldog. Okay, when people's like, CJ, I'm like, nope, that's not going to happen. How about this? Nope. And I'm thinking, wait, why did I just say no to that? What if that's a good possibility? Mm-hmm. Right? And I then write things down because I have ADHD. And I'm like, oh, I should definitely. So I shift my brain slowly every day. And I'm intentional, literally intentionally looking for trouble on how can I shift my mind today? What are some of the things that I truly hate? I'm going to try to love today. I'm literally telling you that. Like, I'm intentional. And sometimes my brain works like that. So what I do is I take things apart and then put it back so that I can realize, okay, this is not how it's supposed to be, CJ. Like, you're just out of your rocker. Then, you know, I have multiple people in my head telling me things. And I'm like, okay, which CJ comes out today? I don't know. It just depends on how I feel. When you say you're dyslexic, my dad is too, and so was my cousin. And my dad had the support of his family to go to college, and he tells me, you know, when I was in college, mom used to spend so much money, and at the end of the school year, my book is so crispy because I haven't opened it the whole year. I'm like, dad, why? Because I can't read that thing. You know, it goes like this, and then the words move, and so is my cousin, right? And they're like, you feel stupid. You feel stupid because you're trying to read something and nothing is in your head, right? There should be a help, but people back in the days will just tell you, oh, you're just dumb. You can't read, right? Because it's simple. It's simpler for us to say no than to say yes. Because yes is opening possibilities, right? And that's why people, I think, are doing that. So talk about Reiki a little bit. And this is my next question after that.
Okay. So I'm glad that you asked what Reiki is. And it is a Japanese technique that was founded by Dr. Usui back in 1920s. And what it is, it's a holistic approach to support the mind, body, and spirit. So it's holistic. And it supports the mental, emotional, and physical states. And it is something that we already have, actually. If you've heard of, I'm sure everybody, right, Jesus, laying of hands, right, supporting, healing people. I'm not claiming to be Jesus. I don't need people to get on boxes and yell at me about that. All that I'm saying is there is that collective consciousness there. And it's that universal life force energy called Ki, for Reiki, or Qi in Chinese. And so you can actually, and I'm inviting people to do this right now, okay? This might seem weird, but Hello, this is me. So just pause right here. If you can, close your eyes and put your hands just together to where they're barely touching. Take a few breaths here. Feel your feet on the floor. And feel the little sensation of energy. They're just barely touching, right? You can feel the skin. You can feel the texture of your skin there. And now kind of pull it away very slowly and see if you can feel like a magnetic feeling, or it feels kind of like stringy, like taffy. Just very slowly pulling it in and out. This is your energy. We all have energy, and it's right down to our cells. So what Reiki does is, for me being a Reiki master, is that I'm able to help support people by teaching Reiki and by also offering virtual sessions, because as we're talking right here, this is energy. This is frequency. Yeah. Just as you're hearing my voice. So you can receive the same energies from Reiki, and it's a very calming experience. And I offer a free, the first Thursday of every month, except for next month, that's going to be, I think, on the 11th, because the first Thursday is 4th of July. So you can go on my website and you can find that there. So if it's not up yet, I'll update it. But just to try it out, it's free. And if anything, if you want to really be scientific about it, it's really getting you into your parasympathetic nervous system. It's taking some breaths. It's being aware of your body. It's listening to my voice, listening to the music, being in this space where you can connect back to yourself. So that's what I love about Reiki. And then that couples in with the biodynamic breath work, because as I'm supporting a person in this breathing process, which is a connected breath, it's not the holotropic where you go out of your body and you're having these experiences. It's a connected breath to your body. So you're aware of any tensions that are coming up. And then I allow the person to just feel, be in that experience of what their body's feeling like, because we are so out of our bodies now, as you said in the very beginning, CJ, about we're so distracted. There's so many things to do. And so when we get back into our bodies and hear it and feel it and move it, then that allows those tensions, that allows it to release organically that we're holding throughout the day, because we're feeling, you know, in that fight, flight, or freeze. Oh my gosh, I got this email, or I have to talk to my coworker and I don't feel comfortable with that person, or other, you know, family situations, not knowing how to support your own kids, you know, when they're going through their challenges. When you can find that center point within yourself, then you are that ripple effect. It's a little bit more calm, a little bit more easier to connect with others. That was a lot.
No. I'd actually had done Reiki. Okay. So my dad is Catholic. My mom is a Buddhist. My grandma is also Catholic, but from Spain, very devout Catholic. And I'm a born-again Christian. So you could imagine in our household dinner time conversations, we try to avoid conversations of politics and religion because we're very passionate people, just like Italian. Filipinos are loud. Our hands are everywhere. It's always intense conversation, right? But at the end of the day, whatever you believe, it doesn't matter. So long as you are living life to your fullest and happy. Contentment is something that I strive for, and I'm having a hard time, right? Contentment is something that I strive for every day, but I have a hard time. And I think it's not because I'm ambitious. Okay, I'm ambitious. That's true. I'll be honest with that. That's my weakness, but also because I had an experience, I had many experiences about 8 times in my life where I almost died, from car accidents to someone hitting me while I'm parked. I didn't know I was a target of just parking. flipping on the freeway, and cancer. So when you're at that moment of your life where nothing, not material things, not even your anything matters because you're faced with you are going to die. Your spirit lives on, but your physical body leaves and it doesn't go anywhere because you're right, we are energy. But while you are still living, what are you doing to find that balance in your life? Often we go through places or things or people that we latch on to because they fill our cup, right? But what I love about energy and the breath work that I'm still working is that it gives you calm. And I think you all should find a way to find contentment, even if it's just for 5 minutes of your day. Just 5 minutes. That's what I feel like I could live. Yeah. 5 minutes.
Just drop in. Yeah.
Right? What are some of the key strategies that you would give us? And I cannot wait, by the way, to take your class on that. That you would give us today, because today there's a lot going on in our world. A lot of hatred, a lot of competition, a lot of negativity, a lot of cattiness, a lot of all of this negative stuff, right? What are some of the things that you would tell your clients to get out of their heads?
Well, the first thing I would say is that that's not yours. You know, people are going to be running around saying things, doing things. It's not yours. That's the BS they're living in. And so when you can really, and this is, yes, this is a pun, start living with intention. So we have so many great intentions in our lives that we want to do. We want to be this way. We want to better ourselves. We want to get a different job. We want to be in a relationship. We all these intentions. But where is our attention on those intentions? Where are we focusing our energy? It's our thoughts. You know, how are we thinking about it? Is it, oh, I want this, but that's never going to happen. I really wish I could do blank, but I can't, you know, just fill in the gaps here. I'm sure everybody's had those moments. I even did when, and I wrote about it in that anthology. So just bringing it back to where is my attention right now? And what's a better feeling thought? That's that shifting, as you talked about earlier, CJ, right? Shift the script of those ruminating thoughts. Shift it a little bit. Oh, I might not be able to go back to school right now. Although, what would that look like for me? Being curious. This is the curiosity, you know, being excited about it. Yeah, I can see myself in that position. I know I would be a good blank. And this is what I want for myself. You don't have to know the how right now. You don't have to know, because that's what the mind wants to do. But when you stay in that heart-centered space of that excitement, of that motivation and curiosity, that's the motivation that's going to get you forward. And things will start popping up. You'll connect with other people. You'll see an advertisement about free intuition assistance or, you know, thinking about going back to school, you know, all those things. It'll start showing up for you. It's when we can be more open and take those blinders off and just see, wow, there's so much more that we can do and explore in our lives, because that's what we've come here to do, you know, to live life, not get to 65 and collect Social Security and you're set for the rest of your life.
You're not. You're going to get bored. Actually, if I retire, I'm going to be bored. My husband actually said, you know, I made good money when I did sales, right? I love selling. The quota and my manager doesn't understand people sometimes and they get on my nerves, and I can be confrontational at moments. And I always will say, if you don't align with my value system, my moral codes, and my non-negotiable. I'm walking out of this job. This job is not worth my life. Literally, that's how I see it. Because I take pressure on my gut and on my shoulder and I clench. And so when I get lockjaw, I mean, the good thing about lockjaw, guys, okay, because I lose weight because I can't eat. My jaw literally shuts. It's so painful though. Okay.
I can help with that, CJ.
Oh my God. I get migraines from them. So I just, you know, and so I know myself enough that I'm not going to be putting myself in that situation. I just walked away from that. And I wanted to go back to what you're saying about heart-centered. I'm actually moving away from saying heart-centered. I think in the last 2 weeks, I've seen so many people in social media, LinkedIn mostly, you know, saying I'm heart-centered or I love people who are heart-centered. But I feel like that word heart-centered is thrown out so many times. But when you're really watching them, like I'm literally scouring the internet about each person and what they're doing, I don't see evidence of. So now it's an empty word. What I really see the difference between people like us who have passion for helping our community in every possible fiber of our being are soul-hearted. Because we are energy. You can't see your soul, but you're really here, right? And when your soul is so full of love and passion for what you want to do for the community, it radiates like nobody's business. You don't need vanity measures. You don't need 1,000 people to love you. You need 1 or 2 people. That's it. And it fills your cup. So I love people who are soul-hearted. That's why my magazine is about looking for people on soul-hearted individuals. I'm over heart-centered because I feel like, oh yeah, I'm heart-centered. I'm looking, I'm like, I don't see it. Where's the community? What are you doing? Right? And my job is to elevate you so that more people know about you. But yet I can't find evidence of what you're doing for the community, right? Like, for example, you doing this in Bali, that's creating community and evidence of good energy and positive energy and bringing alignment to an individual or individuals, right? Mike Asher Banner is putting in Hounds of Business community. He gets sick from stress and no one sees the back end of what he does. I do because we talk literally 5 times a day, right? And he's part of a sisterhood now. Like, I don't know about what his wife feels about that, but that's what we're going to leave it. Right. But literally, it's because I see the soul just so kind. The heart just exudes there, the love and the passion. Right. And my sister, Susanna, she's talking to people. She just presented in my university. Right. So if you guys have master's degree and up, please let me know. I'd be happy to have you in my university talk to my people about business and what you're doing, because I'm an entrepreneurship director for business, but I like to bring in other people. I'm sick and tired of talking about my stuff. I'm like, can someone just help me? Like, seriously, I'm full of ideas, but literally I don't want to see myself either. I just want somebody else, you know. I would love to invite you to my university and speak to my students, because they serve our country. Most of my students are veterans. Mm-hmm. And they need
my husband is a veteran. Yeah.
And so those are my students. They're very close to my heart. And I'm like, yes, let's help out. Right. So that's what I love about being soul-hearted. And that's who you are. And I love that energy that we're giving to each other. I do want to ask this question. How does holistic alignment contribute to sustainable growth and innovation in a business environment?
Yeah. So it comes back down to us being soul-centered and really waking up every day and asking, as you said, CJ, you know, like, how am I going to show up for myself? What is it that I can, you know, how can I support others? And being so critically aware, not critical, like judging yourself, but very aware about our own judgments, old past schemas, you know, that we hold against, I don't know, different people, different job, you know, cultures, that type of thing. And that way you can really bring forward your essence of how you're showing up contribute to the collective of the environment in a way to where others people can really hear you and see you and find that value as you're showing up authentically. That's what I say. That, and it just shifts that environment very gradually. It's not a huge shift. You know, you're not there to, you know, they say is moving mountains. How do you move it? Right? One stone at a time. So we're each that stone. And as we show up and do our own due diligence to show up for ourselves first and being kind and compassionate to others, even though we don't understand them, you know, ask questions in a kind way. I, you know, when you're in the meetings or, you know, what have you, and asking, oh, I'm unfamiliar with that view, or can you just unpack that a little bit for me? Because I'm not familiar with that. And then the person hears that you're actually listening and that you actually care. So having that kindness and courage even to say that you don't know. I'm the first person to raise my hand and say, I don't know. Can you please share a little bit more? Because I really want to understand. I really want to relate to you. And this is how we create that cohesive environment.
I love that. Communication is everything, right? Even my grammar teacher is so funny because English is my seventh language. And so I can tell you so many crazy stories. But, you know, if you don't put a comma on certain things, it means a lot of different things. I'm like, gosh, why is English words so like crazy? And my teacher is like, what do you mean your language is crazy? I'm like, no, I don't think it is. It's just, you know, look at that spelling of dessert and desert. The way you say means different things. Like literally, I went to a restaurant and asked for a dessert. Yeah, no, I didn't get a dessert. I got a dessert. I got a cheesecake, right? Like, hello? Why are you guys so confusing? So I love that you say that is the way you communicate to others and the way you ask the questions makes a difference. I don't like people telling people you should do this. I don't have to do nothing. Right? It's not a should. Instead, ask questions. Would you be so kind to do this? Is this something within your reach? Right? Don't be like, you should do this. For those of you who DM me, I should do this. No, you're not going to get a DM back from me. I'm just saying, there's a lot of you in there like, you should do this. I'm like, no, I don't do nothing that you want me. I don't even listen to my dad, let alone some strangers in my DM. I'm just saying, I'm stubborn. It's just not happening. I do want to highlight Kinga because she is going to be on the edition for the June magazine, and I cannot wait to write about her. It's going to be good. And also, we're meeting her in San Diego. I love writing for people who I truly believe who are soul-hearted, right? And whatever you're going through in your life right now, the negativity that's going through your life sometimes exudes in your professional life. People are like, I used to be told by my manager when I was 21, I was an angry manager because I was all about numbers. Like, why are you guys not doing this numbers? I couldn't understand it because I was thinking if my measurement stick is I can do it, then you should be able to. What I didn't understand is that each person learns differently and that the outcome is the most important thing, not the journey. And I wanted everybody to do the same journey. Didn't understand that. I was 21 and they gave me 150 people to manage. Okay. Because I was good with numbers. Yeah, no, I am bossy. I definitely yell when you're in the bathroom more than 3 minutes because I was losing $75 per minute. And Warren Buffett's not going to be happy with me. So I was like, let's go get out of bathroom. Let's go to work. Like I was that manager. And I changed when I realized that that's not how you treat people. What if people do that to you? How would you feel? Right? Just flip that switch and say, flip the script, right? And when you get no, it's not a stop sign forever. No just means next opportunity. And rejection is redirection, guys.
Oh, yes.
It's not rejection saying you're just not good enough. If you're applying for a job, if you're applying for whatever group and you got rejected, it's redirection. It wasn't meant for you. That's all. Move on. Don't worry about it. Don't dwell on it. Oh my gosh, we are towards the end. This is a great conversation. We're going to be having this for all day, April. I do want to end this question, though.
Okay, go ahead.
No, continue your thoughts before you do that. Don't worry.
Say, there's just so many opportunities out there. I think people get right? They're in their box, their belief systems, and they think because of I only have this and this and this to offer, then this is where I'm at. No, we are so much more than what our minds can even fathom. So be courageous, you know, keep seeking, keep asking those questions, even to yourself, because that's how doors open. And it's really important to keep that, you know, positive the best you can. I'm not going to say every day needs to be rainbows and unicorns. You know, that can happen. There's going to be some days where we're kind of spiraling down, and that's where you catch yourself and say, can I accept myself right now? And what's something that feels a little bit better, you know, that's healthy, you know, management wise for me. And then, true, you know, this too shall pass, right? This too shall pass.
Nothing is permanent, guys. Nothing is permanent. Not even your sin. It's going to just wash away, right? Like, seriously. I love that. And having that mindset shift is slow but steady, just like the turtles, slow but steady. If you're intentional every day, I'm going to just be happy for 5 minutes. It's good. It's good. That's something that you can do, right? That's already good enough to do it, right? And you're like, well, it's not good enough. Well, it is, because you're happy for that 5 minutes, right? It's okay. Just keep going. And also what I wanted to tell is that sometimes when there's a lot of opportunities, I have a lot going on Level Up Academy, right? They are, most of them is, some of them are free, some of them are pay, but don't ever forget to ask. Lower your id and your super ego. People always say, oh, it's your ego. No, your ego is the neutral part of you, actually. Your ego is the one that has the foot on the ground, head on the shoulder, and said, I'm doing this, right? That is, the ego is actually the neutral part of you guys. The id is the impulsive, the super ego is a perfectionist. I'm better than this. That's your super ego talking. When it comes to financial, even if you want to be in a project or maybe it's for pay, never hurts to ask. Never hurts to ask, all I'm saying, right? April, if this is your last day today on this earth, what would be your parting message to your current and future families in terms of living life, legacy, and impact?
I would say to, and this sounds like such a pun, right? Keep living with intention. Just wake up and live your best life each day. Hold gratitude and compassion for yourself, because at the end of the day, you only have you. People are going to come and go in your life. That's just what it is, change. So when we can build that better relationship to ourselves and have that compassion and support for us, then things flow a lot easier. And we are the ripple effect. This is the legacy, right? Rippling through the generations. As we heal now, we are healing future generations.
I love that, living with intentions, because when you're intentional and you find your passion, by the way, if you haven't found your passion, you need more work to dig deep. Forget financial, forget money, forget anything. What would make you truly happy right now if nothing goes out of anything at all? No money issues, no family issues, nothing. What would truly make you happy? And you don't need to tell anybody that. You can tell yourself that. Once you find that, what truly makes you happy, strive that to be your mission in life. You will find your passion. I guarantee it. Took me a while. Took me a while. I already know I love helping people. I just didn't know how I would live my mission. And yeah, my mission is to level up the world through education. And I'm educating everybody about life. right? Because we are so much more than our title. We are so much more than our outcome. We are so much more than our bank account. We are so much more than material things, sure. Right? Yeah. A lot of people think if you have a lot of money, you're smart. Not really. I've had people, millionaires, people that I know that I just need to breathe. That's all I'm going to do. I was like, I'm getting wrinkles from you people. Jeez, you're going to have to start paying for stuff later on, right?
No, April, well, they're in their own box, right? Everybody has their boxes.
Yeah, I'm untouchable until they get sick and they're no longer untouchable. The thing that you have in this world, guys, that you cannot buy, I don't care how much money you got, is time. You cannot buy time. Aging. No, you can try to do some surgeries to do that. The internal part of your body, that's not going to stop the clock ticking. What's important is, what are you doing to yourself and to your community? What are you putting out to the world? The world is so big, right? Okay, start with your community. Start with your neighbor. Jeez, go bake a pie and give it to your neighbor today and just smile. Honestly, that's my thing with you today. April, do you have any quote, your favorite quote that you would like to end the show today?
Yes, it is trust and know, and it shall be so. So trust in yourself, trust in the process. Know things are always working out, and it always does. It might not be the way your mind says it needs to happen, but hindsight is 20/20. When you look back, it's like, oh, you connect the dots. It's like, that happened exactly the way it needed to be for me to get where I am now. So trust and know, and it shall be so.
I love that. Trust and know, and it shall be so. It is. I'm trusting that it's going to be a good day today. It already is.
It already is, sister.
Right? It already is. To me, it says, to handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart. Because when you have a checklist in your head that this person can only be my friend because of this, this, and this, and this, that's your head. But if you're compassionate and you have passion for helping others, use your heart. You'll see the opportunities that will grow within that friendship. And don't look at your friends as a dollar sign. They're not dollar sign, especially me. I don't got no money for you. I'm sorry. Like, it's just like, no, right? But I can help you on a lot of things. But first, you got to help yourself. Be kind to yourself. If you're going through health issues, watch what you eat, people, and hydrate. Go outside, get a vitamin D. Forget the popping the pills of vitamin D. Just go outside and play. Seriously, right? Like, I need to pop vitamin D.
Yes.
Go outside, walk around like an hour, right? Like, what are you doing? And also play video games. I'll meet you in any metaverse. I love playing video games. I like to have fun. Life is too short for you to worry about what other people say, right? And just be yourself, guys. Everyone else is taken already. Just be yourself. That's all. I love this conversation, dear sister. We hold towards the end, even 900 people still in here. Towards the end. Thank you for this conversation. Yes, thank you for this conversation.
Opportunity. Yeah.
And Sharon
keep living
says,
with intention, everyone. And I love, Oli said, I got my vitamin CJ.
Oh, I love you, bro. One of these days, I really want to give him a hug. I really want to give him a hug, right? Yay to gaming. Lewis, what game? Let's go. Let's go, bro. Love you guys so much. And thank you guys so much for being here and always supporting us. Just know that just because I don't text you or communicate with you, you're always in my heart. And I do feel the energy of people when they're giving through your messages. So I love you guys. Bye, everybody.
You
See you at Susana Show. Bye.